All right. Decisions regarding sinful conduct of family members. Suppose my father unbiblically divorces my mother, then marries another woman. Should I attend the wedding? Should I refuse to spend time with him unless he repents? Well, this is a not uncommon problem today, and I will almost always answer. First, we want to lay out the principles, and then it's probably going to be you, down to you to prayerfully apply the principles. And the principles are two. One, we don't want to endorse wickedness. On the other hand, we want to maintain a relationship of love as much as possible. And so that's going to be the often competing dynamics of how we respond. We want to affirm our love and personal acceptance. We want to maintain a relationship. We don't want to affirm the ongoing transgression. I think one of the things that should be on our mind, when in this case there's a victim, namely the mother in this scenario, I think the feelings of the mother would have to be very heavily kept into account. Now, I would say that usually when these situations come forth, I will agree with the Christians that they should not attend the wedding. I'm not going to make that as a hard and fast rule, because all of these things require your prayerful. There's all kinds of individual dynamics that only you can know. But I do think that attending the wedding is a form of affirmation. I really do. So I think probably in most cases I would say, certainly if my father had betrayed my mother, so notice how heated I'm getting now. Now that's my mom. And it was getting married, I absolutely would not go. Am I saying I cut off all relationships with him? No, but, you know, it's awfully hard for that type of transgression not to damage relationships. And I'm certainly going to have how my mom feels about that, and it could be the other way around, at the forefront. But let me say this, too. Whatever you decide to do, you should be kind to that person. My grandfather in his 80s, my grandmother in her 80s died of old age. And my grandfather got married 6 months later to a woman he'd met. My father was furious about it. I remember how furious he was. And he was so mean to her. I look back and I was like, don't be mean to her. But I mean, sin has consequences. And there's an offense given by those things. And that offense cannot be wished away. So I'm just going to give you principles. We don't want to affirm. We want to call to repentance. Almost certainly in that situation, you're going to personally call to repentance and prayerfully call to repentance. But at the same time, you want to do everything you can reasonably to maintain the relationship. And there's lots of variations on this story. Hope that's helpful.